Sunday is a lazy kind of day in which you lose track of time. That's its greatest charm. Perhaps you've even lost track of the date, so we think we'd better tell you. It's Sunday, December 10th. And on this December 10th, we'd like to spend a few minutes looking back to another 10th of December, but in a different year, the year of 1940. Maybe you're very young, and 1940 was the year you were born. Maybe you're very old, and the memory of the years is drifting together, so you find it a little difficult to sort them out. Or maybe you're just in between, and memories of 1940 are fairly vivid in your mind. December 10th, 1940. Prime Minister Churchill announced that the British were ringing the Italian base in Egypt and stopping the Italian drive toward the Suez Canal. In Japan, Foreign Minister Yosuke Matsuoka said, "If Japan and the United States keep our heads cool and mind our own business, there will be no serious clash." And Hitler, addressing the German people, declared that the Reich could beat any nation in the world. 21 years ago today, the air over London was singularly free of German bombers. 20,000 employees of Lockheed Aircraft Corporation in the United States signed pledge cards to give an $80,000 bomber to Great Britain as a Christmas present. And two German spies were hanged in London for transmitting information on tiny wireless sets. December 10th, 1940. In India, Mrs. Pandit, sister of the imprisoned Nehru, was sentenced to 4 months in jail in Bombay because she had announced her intention of making an anti-war speech. In Berlin, Propaganda Minister Goebbels told foreign correspondents that a final great lightning offensive against England was imminent and that Britain was already defeated. And there was more swaggering and more boasts from Hermann Goering.
Das keinen Mut, die mehr zu zwingen vermag, dann wird unser Wille und unser deutscher Stahl auf die Not meistern. Deutschland, sing heil! Sing heil! Sing heil!
And while the voice of Goering echoed threateningly, menacingly, the voices of two little girls, one of them the future Queen Elizabeth of England, rang out over the wireless to the British people.
I can truthfully say to you all that we children at home are full of cheerfulness and courage. We are trying to do all we can to help our gallant sailors, soldiers, and airmen. And when peace comes, remember, it will be for us, the children of today, to make the world of tomorrow a better and happier place. My sister is by my side, and we are both going to say good night to you. Come on, Margaret. Good night, children. Good night, and good luck to you all.
Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret Rose. December 10th, 1940, 21 years ago today. Maybe you spent the evening engrossed in Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls. Or maybe you were lucky enough to have a copy of the number one bestseller in the country, Kenneth Roberts' Oliver Wiswell. Maybe you went out to the movies in the evening to see Betty Davis in The Letter, Alice Faye and Betty Grable in Tin Pan Alley, or The Thief of Baghdad with Sabu. Or perhaps you decided to stay at home with the radio. You might have listened to Bob Hope and Jerry Colonna, to We the People, to Fibber McGee and Molly, and earlier in the day, you might have heard Easy Aces. Of course, Jane was on the telephone.
Hello? Yes? Just fine, thanks. How do I like what? Oh, the weather. Well, it's too cold for me. I guess I'm a blue blood or something, but I can't stand the cold anymore. When we were in Florida last month, it was keen. You knew we were in Florida, didn't you? You didn't? Oh, yes, we were there for 2 weeks. Well, sure, I wanted to stay longer, but it was just like pulling teeth from a baby to get Mr. Ace to stay 2 weeks. What? Oh, I sure did. I was on the beach every day. Oh, you should see my arms and my back and my... What'd you say? Oh, I was careful. I rubbed all over with olive oil. I was black as the ace of spades. Mr. Ace says I was black as the eight ball. He said he
What's
was behind
it. What's going on there? Who are you talking to, Jane?
Why? Oh, hold the phone a minute, please. What did you say, dear?
Who are you talking to there?
Oh, hello. Who is this, please?
Oh, isn't that awful, talking all that.
Oh, Mr. Anderson. Well, I didn't
Anderson,
know.
Great. Get off of that phone. Let me have that.
Just a minute. Mr. Ace wants to speak to you.
Jane, how can you talk to my boss like that? He'll think it's... Do you talk to everybody that calls up without finding out who they are?
Well, I couldn't be impolite, and he kept asking me how I like the weather.
Yes, but don't you ask who you're talking to before you...
Well, I just happened to forget this once. What difference does it make?
Easy Aces, 21 years ago today. Perhaps you were in New York nightclubbing that evening, dancing to the music of Eddie Duchin at the Waldorf, Sammy Kaye at the Commodore, or Abe Lyman at the New Yorker. Or maybe you went to the theater that night to see one of the three great Ethels who were running on Broadway at the same time, Ethel Waters in Cabin in the Sky, Ethel Barrymore in The Corn is Green, or Ethel Merman in Panama Hattie. Remember her big hit song in that show?
What say, let's be buddies? What say, let's be pals? What say, let's be buddies? And keep up each other's morale. I may never shout it, but many's the time I'm blue. What say, how's about it? Can't I be your buddy?
Ethel Merman, 21 years ago, December 10th, 1940. An 88-foot Christmas tree arrived to be set up in front of the RCA building, a symbol that in a world racked with hatred and with war, there was peace, and there was brotherhood, and there was love. A particularly meaningful symbol to the thousands of people who were to see it that Christmas season, December 10th, 1940, 21 years ago today. Where were you? What were you doing? Whom were you with? Can you remember?